Hi. Hi, everyone. Oh, how are you? Oh, dear. It's been a few days. It's obviously been a surreal few days. Sort of got me all a bit out of sync with things, global crisis and stuff. But I'm adjusting, whilst I have done some. Necessary why am I getting all bashful? This is so silly. Whilst I have done some fairly necessary masturbating I've not felt really inspired enough to talk to you. You know, it was sort of okay, I just need to have a bit of a release going on, and so that's what I did. And I don't really know, as usual, I don't really know when I'm gonna ramble, what I'm gonna ramble on about. So this is probably gonna be a random ramble. But what I have done is, so it's bedtime. It's bedtime. I'm wearing it's like a pink stripy cotton nightshirt, and it's all I've got on. This is quite a departure for me because I'm normally a PJ girl, but I actually got this nightshirt because I actually wanted better access to myself. Is that weird? I wanted to be able to go to bed and wake up in the middle of the night or in the morning, and I wanted to be able to easily just move my hand, maybe over my breasts, over my nipples, down over my stomach, from my hips. They'd very often rest on my bum, my bum cheeks. and they'd find their way, my hand, my fingers would find their way further down, and I wanted to be able to move my body in the way that I wanted to. without having anything in the way. So that's why I've got this nightshirt. Which is what I've got on now. I don't know if you can hear that, can you? I'm just sort of position wise, it's a little bit, but I suppose it's, I'm sort of in a spoon, but I'm my top, so I'm sort of on my side, I'm on my left side, but my right leg is sort of over, if that makes sense. In quite a sort of relaxed way. And it's over and it's, but the knee is up. And I'm just reaching from behind, which I like to do, because I sort of like to rest my wrist in my in between my cheeks, my butt cheeks, my bum cheeks. I quite like to rest them there and just sort of stretch my cheeks open a little bit as I then sort of rub. That's what I'm doing now, is I'm just sort of rubbing with my middle finger of my right hand. It's been kind of odd the last few days. I've already talked about that, but anyway, what I'm getting to, I guess, is that I am imagining you, so rather than just doing what I need to do to make myself orgasm and just do that in a fairly basic way, I am now allowing or giving my imagination the space in my mind to think of you and think of you and what you might be doing right now, whether you might be on your bed listening through your headphones, your earbuds, whether you're just listening, or whether you're gonna join me. I suppose that's a more likely scenario than some of the other scenarios that I might like to think of you being in, where you might be travelling, or at work. So we're all a little bit more confined now, aren't we? Which can bring opportunities and challenges, as this whole situation is. I'm seeing it as an opportunity. To think about you. Thinking about actually are your balls right now? That's what I'm really thinking about. I'm just moving onto my back. Yeah, I'm thinking about your balls and them in your hand and massaging them, feeling them move in your palm. How good that's feeling. And that you might like to do, maybe you don't, but maybe you do, to just let your finger, so maybe the middle finger of the hand that's holding your balls, middle finger, maybe it just moves down. Between your balls and your let's just say it, your butt, your asshole. Why do I still feel all self-conscious when I say those words? I don't know. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm just moving to the bit. The bit that's in between. Well, actually, I've moved a bit further down. Oh, yes. I didn't know I was gonna go here, but not knowing, isn't it? I can't, isn't it? Sorry. It's always a fun, isn't it? So I'm on my back and I just started. Oh yes, this feels so good. My middle finger, my right hand. Oh, it's just playing. Oh, with my butt pushing, gently circling, pushing. Oh, where I was gonna go here. I don't know, maybe you're doing the same. I don't know if I've... I can't remember if I've said before. Yeah, I think I have, but I find it so, so hot when a straight guy or a bi guy or just a guy who loves women is also up for exploring his butt. Pleasure that that can give. I find that insanely hot. So, I don't know. It's not for every guy, is it? But if it's for you, and if that's something you feel like doing, as I'm doing it to me and myself, then oh wow, that's quite a turn on. Oh, because it feels so good, doesn't it? One of my fantasies that I've it's a fantasy because it's not happened. It's not something I've had happen. Is oh, hang on. My light's just gone off. Put my light back on. I don't know why I need it. God. It feels amazing. Yeah. One of my fantasies. Well, really, all of my fantasies are do with my butt and your butt as well. Oh God. Oh, one of the things I think about when I'm really turned on, when I'm really in the moment, is doing this, you doing this to me, and me doing it to you. Maybe even with a toy, if you'd be up for that. Oh, I just think it would be insanely hot to know what you're experiencing. Obviously it's a bit different for the guy, because you've got that extra sensitive bit, prostate spot in there, which I don't have. Than that, this would be the one experience that would be the same for both of us. So I find the thought of that I'm on my back. I've been enjoying giving pleasure to each other in the same way for a little while. But now I'd like we could take turns with this. Oh, I would love would be because I'm on my back for you to push my legs up. Be on the edge of the bed, and you'd be kneeling on the floor, and you'd use your mouth on me. And then you'd push in into me with your tongue, and if you were up for that, I would do that for you. We'd do it to each other. Drives me wild. Thought of doing that. Oh dear. It does drive me wild. Or warm, strong, manly, man body. Kind of being a little bit in control, maybe. That drives me pretty crazy, the thought of that. And actually, what I'm doing now, imagining that. Using my tongue on you. Oh God. I'd look after you. Because I know it could be a vulnerable position to be in. Or to feeling. But it makes you feel good. You wanna open yourself up for me to make you feel good. And push your legs back and open in the same way that you do to me. How you respond, making you feel comfortable, making you feel safe, making you feel good. I knew that you were okay with that. I'd use my other hand. I'd start stroking your cock. So one hand thrusting gently, firmly. And with my other hand, you'd be thrusting your cock into my hand. Oh, God, you'd be getting so turned on. Be making some little noises. Your breath will be getting a bit raspy. Maybe how mine is now. You might be pushing against my finger. You're also pushing into my hand. Is that feeling good? Do you want me to carry on? And on you get, the more you move your hips up and down onto my finger. my hand. The more you move, the faster you get. How you want it, how you like it. Oh God, just the thought of me doing that. Me giving you pleasure in this way, then let's just do it. Let's just do it. Let me do it. I'll make you feel good. That's what I want. Yeah. Are you getting close to coming? God. Of a man, whatever that is, and it just different images flashing before my eyes in my mind, different body shapes, sizes, colours, hair types. To do this to you, to make you feel good like this. That's my fantasy. I'm imagining your cock is oozing with pre-cum. It's just dripping down. Oh my god. I think I might have to. I might have to taste you as I'm doing this. With my hand, with both hands, with my finger. Swirling my tongue as you're pushing it out. I think you're gonna come. Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come? Are you gonna come? Oh yeah. Please come for me. Oh, please come for me. I wanna taste you. I want you to come in my mouth. Yeah. I wanna taste your cum. I wanna feel it. Oh, God. with me. So come.
A long one. I loved it. Wow. Thank you.